I asked the staff for the call.
Hello? Call, are you there?
Steven? Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Ma'am. Hello?
Oh, hi. I see my
Hi.
Son. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is Jennifer with customer support. I was returning your call.
Oh, thank you. It's about the keto weight supplements.
Okay. May I please have your zip code to access your information?
95821.
And what is your first and last name?
The area code, is that what you said?
No, your first and last name.
Oh, Judy Hardenberg or Judith Hardenberg.
Bear with me just a moment. You said that was 95821?
That's my zip code.
Okay, thank you. I see you here. And for security purposes, will you please verify your address?
Verify my what?
Verify your address.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was breaking up a little bit. 4400 Ravenwood Avenue, Sacramento, 95821.
Okay, thank you. So, yes, I'm showing it looks like on July 14th, the OptiBlend Keto and the Cleanse was ordered. How may I help you?
Okay. Actually, I didn't order that. I was online, and an offer popped up when I was playing one of the games, and it said for $4.95 I could try the keto weight, that rapid burn. And so I went ahead, and I thought, okay, for that price I can try it. And then I was billed both for that and for a cleansing. Will you call him?
Okay, yes. It was signed up for that 14-day trial for the cost of only the shipping and handling.
Right.
So if you don't cancel within that 14 days, it was explained that you would be enrolled in a monthly auto renewal. So that's why you are seeing those charges. And let's see.
Okay, well, I figured I was suckered in, and I'll go ahead and pay that because it was like $160. But I absolutely want it stopped. Right now, I want to cancel.
Okay, bear with me just a moment.
And
the keto.
Hello?
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. You said you received.
I received one in the bottle in the mail just like 10 minutes ago, and it's the rapid burn, and I'm going to return it to you, and I don't want to be billed for it.
Bear with me just a moment. Now, we are not accepting returns on any of our supplements, even if they haven't been opened.
It says here, where did I read it? If you need to make a return, please include original non-tampered or obscured shipping label. And I want to return it. I do not want to be billed for it.
No, so it is explained in those terms and conditions that the only books we're accepting returns on is if it's damaged and the customer wants another product shipped out to them. They have to return it that way, but no,
that's
we're not.
That's what I want to do. I just opened the package. The tablets haven't been opened. Nothing, and I want to return it, and I do not want to be billed.
Right, we're only accepting the returns on damaged products if a customer is requested to receive another shipment due to a product being damaged.
No, this I think it's kind of a gimmick, and telling you, I want to return it, and I do not want to be billed for it, or I'll contact my Visa card, Wells Fargo, and tell them what happened. So I would like not to be billed for it, and I'd like to be able to return it, please.
Bear with me just a moment. So I'm going to go ahead and get your account canceled so you won't receive any future shipments or any future charges.
I do not want to be billed for this bottle. That's a lot of money. I'm a senior citizen, and I'm on a limited income, and I can't afford another $85 or $6 or $9.
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me just a moment. I'm just going to see if there's anything I can do, because typically we do not offer refunds.
Well, the paper
just
I
based
have
on
right
the...
here says if I need to, if you should have any, okay, hope you enjoy your purchase, and we look forward to serving you. And in case you need to make a return, please include original non-tampered or obscured shipping label. And that's what I want to do. I want to return it.
Yes, and it's just explained. I mean, either way, me canceling out your account, we still, if you return that back, it's going to come right back to you. The distribution centers are not accepting any returns
and then
on
don't
those
bill
supplements.
Me for it. Then do not bill me for it. Or I'm going to contact my bank and tell them it's fraudulent.
Now, when you signed up for this product, there was
the
a box.
The only thing I did was sign up for the to sample it. And for the cost of, I didn't get any documentation or anything with that other one other than a packing list. And then I got billed for it, and I was totally shocked.
There was a box that stated when you were placing your order that I'm 18 years of age or older, and I understand that I'm signing up for a 14-day trial. If I do not cancel by the 14th day of the trial, then I will be enrolled in an auto-renewal program until I cancel.
I do not remember ever getting anything like that, or I would have sent it right back. And I didn't even, until I saw my Visa bill, I was totally shocked.
Yes, ma'am. So
can
you know,
I
understand
can
you said
I talk
that you...
to the supervisor? Because if I get billed again... for this bottle, I'm going to say it's fraudulent, and I'm going to contact my bank. And I don't want to have to
no.
do that. I think I was a sucker for even doing this. I do not want to be billed for this. I'll be happy to return it.
So I have canceled out your account, so you won't receive any future shipments or future
I'm
charges.
I'm going to put a hold on my Visa then and tell them not to pay that if you bill me. And I will say that it's a fraudulent bill. I don't want to have to do that. I appreciate you canceling it out. But I better not get billed for another $80-some-odd dollars.
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
that's
if
what
I need
I was...
to speak to someone else there, I'd be happy to.
That's what I was trying to explain. You do have the right to dispute, but whenever you dispute with a bank or a credit card company, they will conduct an investigation. Being with this company that you have to check a box, stating that you were aware of those terms and conditions, these charges are valid. Now, as a courtesy, it looks like I can...
Go ahead.
As a courtesy, I can refund 35% of what you've already been billed. It's for the product that you have. I can refund $61.91.
Of the one that I just got?
Yes, ma'am.
So it'll only be 20-something?
It would be a total refund of $61.91.
And what's the total bill? What I see here on my last bill, and then I got this cleansing thing that I didn't even know I ordered, was billed $87.43 for that. And then the keto weight thing, was $89.65.
Right. So the 35% would be $30.60 from that $87.43 charge and $31.38 from the $89.65 charge. So
okay.
I'll say that's for it.
No, I'm not going to get billed again for this one I'm getting, the one that I just received, am I?
See, so you've been billed the $87.43 on August the 30th and the $89.65 on August 30th for the one that you have. That's why I was saying I've canceled out the account, so you won't receive any future shipments or future charges. And then I could refund the total $61.91 from what you were billed for those.
On what date was it?
August the 30th.
Okay, August 30th. You're going to reimburse me $61 on that?
Yes, ma'am.
If you can do that, why not bill me? Because I'm saying I don't want it. I want to return it.
And it's just that we are not accepting any returns.
Then I won't
on
return
supplements.
It. But I don't want to be billed the 84 whatever. I don't want to get billed for that, even if it's – I've already spent over $160 with you guys for something that I thought was going to cost like $4.95.
Okay. Are you saying that you – because with that site, you have to check that box saying that you understand. Are you saying that you just didn't read it, or I'm just trying to understand?
I don't remember seeing anything like that. Or I was certainly would have called you.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment. Do you remember, did you go directly to the website or?
No, it popped up. I was playing Wordscapes and it popped up. As you know, the ads that pop up during games that you play on your phone.
Yes,
and it was one of those.
Bear with me just a moment. Just seeing if there's anything else I could. Okay, so let me go ahead and provide you your cancellation numbers for both of those products.
Okay.
So for the first one, this is for the keto, and this is a cancellation number just confirming that it's been canceled.
Okay.
And it's C. Oh, sorry. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
It is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
2497448.
Okay, can I repeat that?
Yes,
C ma'am. Like Charlie, 2497448.
That is correct.
Okay.
And then the cancellation number for the cleanse is C as in Charlie,
mm-hmm. 250.
Yes. And then 0881.
Okay. Z like Charlie, 2500881.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so it looks like the most I actually would be able to refund is that I can give you back a total of 4372 from the 8743 and then 4483 from the 8965. So that would be a total refund of $88.55.
Okay. But in the meantime, am I going to get billed for this one that I just got today?
That's the one that you received today, you were already billed on August the 30th. That's what
I'm talking about what I got billed on August, post date, transaction date. I guess it happened on July 31st. And so that's the transaction date on the bill that I'm looking at. So I don't even have my bill with the August 31st thing on it. And that's what I'm saying. I don't want to be billed. And it's just that one bottle, right? It's not the cleanse. It's just the one rapid burn.
No. So the charges that you're looking at were for the ones from the bottles that you originally received.
Right.
So
right.
Those were you already have that bottle. The bottles that you just received today, that was the one that was billed August the 30th.
I know. I haven't gotten that bill yet, and I don't want it. I don't want to be billed for that. I'm saying I think I was suckered in, so I'll go ahead and eat the billing that you just gave me, the one that was in the original. So I'm not getting another one of both of them, am I? The cleanse and the rapid burn?
So the product that you received today, it should have been both.
No,
you received the cleanse.
What I got back, when I ordered it on the 31st, I got both the cleanse and the rapid burn. And what I got today was one bottle of the rapid burn.
Okay. Did you? Because I'm just not showing that you ever called in to cancel. So.
They usually come
outside of today.
No, so there's only one bottle in this package, and it's the rapid burn.
Because I'm showing that both were delivered for the keto and OptiBlend rapid keto burn, and then the OptiBlend rapid keto cleanse were both delivered.
Wouldn't they have shipped them in the same bag?
Yes, it should be together.
Yeah, no, it was just, there's just one.
All right, bear with me just a moment. I'm just going to speak with a supervisor about this account.
Okay.
One moment, please.
Okay, and you know on the packing list, it says just rapid keto burn, just the one, quantity one.
Okay, one moment, please.
Okay. Never again. This happened to Helen like 3 years ago. What did Stephen want? So he had to call three times to tell us that?
And I do apologize for the hold. I'm still waiting on a response.
That's okay. I appreciate all the help. I'm frustrated. As if you couldn't tell, huh?
Yeah, and I understand your frustration.
It's just that it's expensive, and I don't think it worked, and I don't want this bottle I received.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. I'm just going corresponding back with the supervisor. One moment, please.
Okay.
And it'll be just another moment.
Okay, I got all the time. I just know it's probably almost time for you to go home.
We actually are open 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am.
There was a way I could take a picture of this packing list that shows just one, because I don't want any more. I hope no more comes. I could send it to you.
No, that isn't necessary.
That is not necessary.
Okay. Let's see. Thank you for holding. All righty. So after speaking with the supervisor, I have been approved to go ahead and refund the full $87.43 and the $89.65 that was billed to your card on August the 30th.
Oh, yay.
All right, so
Thank
bear with me
you.
just a moment. You're welcome. And I'm just applying those refunds now. It'll be just a moment.
Okay, what was your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, thank you.
You're welcome.
You went the extra mile.
Okay, so that refund of $87.43 and the $89.65 from those charges that were billed to you on August the 30th, mm-hmm. those should apply back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
We are not accepting returns on those supplements, so those are just yours to keep.
Okay. It was just that one bottle, but I'm not gonna use it, but oh, thank you so much, Jennifer. You don't know what a relief that is.
Well,
I really
you're
appreciate all your work.
You're welcome.
And I'll read things more carefully, too, but I really don't remember anything like that, or I would have called you within 14 days or contacted you.
Yeah, you know, my grandmother, she actually had ordered some products from a different company, and it was like the shipping and handling. And then she ended up getting billed, and she was just like, I got all these, like, she got like 5 charges at one time.
Oh,
and I told her, I was like, you really, a lot of times when it's something for shipping and handling, you have to make sure, you know, you see those terms and conditions, because 9 times out of 10, it's going to be for like a trial period. Like if you don't cancel, then you're going to get stuck with those charges. So.
Well, this is the first time this has ever happened to me. It happened to a friend of mine like 3 or 4 years ago, and I thought, oh, you big dummy. Why don't you be more careful, you know, because hers was a real nightmare. It went on for months.
Oh,
and,
goodness.
This you've really relieved me, and I'm so grateful. I really am, Jennifer. I hope you have a great rest of the week and stay healthy.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for calling customer support, and you take care.
Okay, and just one last question. So these cancellations, is that all I need so in case there's any problem?
Right.
I probably won't be able to get a hold of you again, would I?
Probably not, but I have notated to the account that I canceled you out, and yes, those are just your cancellation numbers verifying that your account was canceled today.
Okay, that's great. Okay, well, thanks again, and you take care.
You do so as well, and thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.